love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, time for number two of Best Guest Week. We had Sarah Beeney off of Property Ladder yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you for that, chappers. Today is the one that doesn't speak. It's been booked by the one that doesn't speak. A lot of people saying, is it Leon, winner of X Factor? No.
Nope.
Is it Chico?
No.
No, no, no.
Is it Simon Cowell? No. It's not even Danny Minogue. Or Louis Walsh. As someone pointed out, Louis Walsh is on Radio 1 more than Vernon Kay is. Vernon works here.
If you work, statistically, if you work that out, that's probably true.
I think it probably is. Today, our guest is... Peter, the voiceover bloke off X Factor! Hello!
Good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon, Scott. I'm raring to go. Look at me. I'm hot. Yes. It's a radio event.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Do I have to keep this up?
No, often? Probably not. Do you speak like that all the time?
No, I'll be arrested. Don't be ridiculous. I spoke like that all the time. Hey, listen, I heard a priapic dwarf one last year. Yeah. Came in here with a vacuum cleaner. So
oh, yes.
I've actually brought a Dyson with me in case we get bored later.
That'd be excellent. Yeah, look, he was the best guest last time, you see, so you did well to bring in some kind of appliance. That's good.
I don't know if I could go through all that again, to be honest.
Now, you might not necessarily recognise Peter's face, but you'll know his voice because he's on pretty much everything on TV. Like this.
Live from London, it's the final of Britain's Got Talent. And now, please welcome your hosts, Ant and Dan. Live at 5 on 4, it's Paul O'Grady. The search began with 100,000. Now, just two remain. Tonight, they're going head to head to win the £1 million recording contract. The biggest competition of the year is about to begin.
God, even I'm excited.
See, I get really excited when I hear that bit at the beginning of X Factor, and that's all you, that is.
It's all me. It's you the even, best bit of the show, Scott.
You even did, you do E4, and you did some stuff for us last year as well, didn't you? Like this.
One Night with Laura, only on Radio 1.
Radio 1. That.
Well, guys, anybody who doesn't know me, you will get to know me by the end of the week. I won Glasgow, all the way from Belfast.
It's is that you as well?
No. Just, thing to rest. It's shit. In the bottom of my heart, Laura and me, I think we're a match made in heaven. Give us a spark to start the flame, start the fire, because this fire ain't out yet.
Only on Radio 1.
That was Shep. Remember him? He's a bit of a player.
Yeah. He is indeed. That's the way I talk normally. Whenever I'm not on a radio, I talk like that all the time, normally.
He wanted to win One Night with Laura to find Laura a new boyfriend. But then after that, we just recorded that, and he was kind of in the semi-finals. We went to the pub with him afterwards, and he went through his mobile phone and showed us all the saucy pictures of various girls he'd been knowing recently.
I missed that drink.
So he really wanted to win the competition, of course. It wasn't about the fact that he was on Radio 1 at all. And James, of course, who came...
Fourth.
I think it was fourth, wasn't it, in the competition, is now Laura's actual boyfriend. So we kind of did find love for her in a sort of roundabout kind of way. Now, it's James's birthday today. Wonder if any more people are going to his party that he advertised on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
He invited 106 people.
And
six people are going. Anyway, James, happy birthday for today. And I'm going to play you this from back in the day. This is when we first met you at One Night with Laura.
Babe... I'm back again.
It's been an absolute dream of mine all my life to go on Radio 1, and I really, really need to win this, guys. So please, please vote for James. To lose just wouldn't be an option now. I've just got to win it.
I'm back again.
Not one single mention of Laura in that at all. It's been his dream to be on Radio 1. Maybe you could do, in your voiceover style, a message for James, Laura's boyfriend. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, James. You're the man who put the S into hit radio.
That's good. He'll love that. He really will. Could you... Me and Colin Murray were having a go at this a while ago. We can't do it like you, because obviously you make your living shouting like that. Could you teach us how to do the X Factor names,
please? Of course I can,
okay.
Yes,
can we do Iridian, first of all?
Iridian! No, you're taking the mic now. Listen again. Ladies and gentlemen, Iridian. Roll the S. The N.
I can't do that.
Iridian. Iridian. Closer. Iridian. Spot on. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's not right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Iridian.
Peter sounds dramatic. You sound like a dodgy phone call.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Chappers. And now, if it's the last thing I ever do, we're going to hear from the one who doesn't speak. You're right. He doesn't speak.
That's right. Now, can I ask, do you speak like, I mean, I asked you this before, but do you do that when you kind of, like, you know, call your kids in for dinner?
Come in for dinner!
No, I don't, no. Don't.
Your tea is ready!
Want to get a table?
Turn that music down!
Do you think I'd be arrested and locked up for a very long time if I did that?
It's very impressive how you do it, because you do put everything into it.
It is. It's a real, you know, when I do the X Factor, I go down
there. That's live, isn't it?
That's live. Yeah. Well, no, but my bits are pre-recorded. A lot of people think it is live, but my bits are pre-recorded on a Friday.
Right.
And I go into a studio in central London and literally spend an hour
with the
veins on my neck popping out, shouting and drinking water to try and rehydrate myself. The sweats, but honestly, I'm bleeding on the page by the end of the day. They now, work me like a dog in there.
It is the best job in the world, though, surely.
It's a fantastic job. It really is great, because...
Is it easier than my job, you think?
I can walk outside from here, nobody knows who you are, which is great. Yeah. You know, it's like working on radio, nobody knows who you are.
So yeah, that's true. It's very true. Now,
you have got all the voiceovers sewn up, though, haven't you?
He's on everything.
Not everything. No, I wouldn't say everything. It just so happens at the end of last year, everything came at once. We had X Factor, we had Cirque du Celebrity, Paul O'Grady, Family Fortunes, all on air on the same night.
You're always on.
And yes, it just sometimes it works like that. It's a bit of an overkill, but you know, well, it's work. I'm only feeding my kids.
People are texting in things they want you to say now.
Oh yes,
off of E4, right?
Yes,
stick it in your telly hole.
Okay.
And do that.
Pumping thick dollops of loveliness into your telly hole.
That's it.
Yes.
Very good.
Get me a towel. I feel dirty.
Lots of people want to go for a drink with you.
Yes.
Craig in Tillicoury says, me and my mates would love to go for a drink with Peter the voiceover man.
Where's he from?
Tillicoury.
Where the hell's that? you can't even say it. Never mind, know where it is.
If you want to text in with anything that you would like Peter, the voiceover man of X Factor, to say, then we can do that for you.
It's a rotty meat market.
And seriously, normally it costs a lot of money. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. He's just seen an invisible bee.
A lot of people will know what that's all about.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's I was on the Celebrity Big Brother hijack the other day, and my eyes went a bit weird. I don't know why, but it was one of the most watched things on YouTube yesterday.
The clip on YouTube has now been watched more than the actual program was. Isn't that true?
That's probably true. What else have we got? Can you? A lot of people want you as their message alert. So you know, when they get a message on their phone, so can you do, Liz? You've got a message.
Liz, you've got a message.
Fabulous. Get him to sing Candy Shop.
Do you know, this is the first time I've actually been in front of a microphone and not being paid for it.
I know. Oh, can you do it?
I've got mug written on my face.
We do this thing on a Friday, maybe we could play this on Friday, where I go, it's only bloody Friday!
Is this the BBC?
Like that. So, it's only bloody Friday.
Do you want me to say that?
Because you have one of those, please.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, what was it again?
It's only Blur Friday.
It's only Blur Friday, yeah. It's only Blur Friday!
That's fabulous, thank you very much. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Greenwich.
Okay, how old are you, Sam?
I'm 16.
Okay, and you can do Peter, as it were.
Pardon?
You can do an impression of Peter.
I think I can do a really good impression.
When did you discover you had this talent?
Well, because he's been everywhere on the X Factor, and it was mainly from your show I sort of started practicing it, because you know when he was going on about Rydian. How he says Rydian.
Yeah.
Then I started practicing it, and it went really good.
Okay, well, yeah, pick yourself up.
Good man.
Okay, let's hear it then.
Okay, so.
Take your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rydian.
Wow. Can we have the Rydian again, because you broke up?
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rydian. I can't believe it. Peter Dixon, he's on Radio 1, and I'm in my room, in a little small room in Greenwich. I cannot ruddy believe it.
That was actually good for a lot better.
That was
fantastic.
Right. That was okay.
All right, you can officially be my deputy.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, was I good? Did I sound a little bit like you?
It was very, very good. More
thank
than a little.
So
that
much.
Was scary.
Right,
I appreciate it.
No problem. It's very nice talking to you too.
I love you, Peter.
I love you too. In a manly way.
Of course.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, now, Chappers, you know the idea of this week is for you and Laura and the one that doesn't speak as the team on the show to book the best guest, yeah. And I will decide who that is on Friday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Sarah Beeny. Today, Peter.
Yeah.
You don't know what your prize is if you get the best guest by the end of the week, do you?
No, you didn't know what the prize was yesterday.
Well, so. Now I do.
Okay.
And here it is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime prize.
Yes! How do you fancy a luxury holiday in exotic northern France? That's right, exactly the same weather as the UK, but they talk a different language. You'll be staying with Scott's dad in his new holiday home in Normandy. Yes, it's a weekend you'll never forget at Chateau Mills. There's so much to do in northern France. Go to the boulangerie, visit the boucherie, stuff your face in the patisserie, and, that's about it. This luxury holiday with Scott's dad could be yours if you book the best guest this week. Good luck.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the amazing prize.
Have you really thought about this?
What do you mean?
Well, Laura really fancies your dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'd love that.
She'll
then.
Pull out all the stops, yeah. To...
And you don't fancy a weekend in northern France with my dad, is that what you're saying?
I fancy a weekend in northern France with your mum.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. All right. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Right, okay. Oh. Well, that could be yours this week if you win on Radio 1.
Right, then.
Right.
I went to northern France last year.
Yeah.
I took my kids there, and I couldn't believe how boring it was.
Don't say that. My dad...
children this year said, please, please, whatever you do, Dad, never take us back to northern
My dad likes it, and you could as well, Chopper.
There's okay. Nothing going on.
But, well, you know, the one that doesn't speak would love that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Laura would like it more, I think.
She'd
quite like it.
She'd like it because she gets to spend quality time with my dad.
Okay. over a crepe.
Peter, a couple more things to do.
Yeah, okay.
The team at unofficialmills.co.uk would really like you to say something because they love you.
Okay.
Chopper calls them Geek World. It's
your fan club, is it?
His fan club.
And if you could just do in your really kind of big voice.
Okay, what do you
mean?
Don't put on a geek voice at all.
I love Unofficial Mills.
I love Unofficial Mills.
Oh, they'll love that.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll love that.
They're geeks.
Oh, stop it. Also, we've been having this thing on our show where we were playing old horror movies, and then a small child phoned up with a kind of saying from that horror movie.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
This is a bit scary. So it's, they're coming to get you, Barbara, in whatever voice you want, voiceover man.
I'll do it in the only voice I know. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I've got my Derek Acora impression.
Your Derek and Cora impression?
Yeah, Derek.
Go on then.
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard.
And a few from our listeners as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have John the Trucker? You're as hot as pancakes.
John the Trucker, you're as hot as pancakes.
That's pretty good.
Wow. You've done about 10 grand's worth of work.
He seriously has.
You haven't seen the invoice yet.
Listen to this. Scott, tell the other guests...
It's been typed outside there. It's running just 7 pages already.
Tell the other guests not to come in. They will never beat this man. He is legendary. You see?
I told you I was hot.
That's pretty, you're pretty hot.
I'm a legend.
This is good. Fling me round by my nostrils and chuck your ruddy great big spanner in my face. That's a good one. People will want that as their message alert on their phone.
Okay, right. Okay. Listen, okay.
It's the last one.
This is for your listeners. Okay. Fling me round by my nostrils and chuck your ruddy great big spanner in my face.
Oh, yeah, I could do this that. All day. I love that. That's a good one. Yeah. Right. Listen, thank you very much, Peter.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you
for coming in today.
Okay.
Peter Dixon is day two of our Best of the Guest Week. Thank you very much.
If I win, do I have to go to Northern France too?
Yes,
oh,
you do.
Please, no. God, no.
Now you're gone, I realize my love for you was strong.